Hello, this is Chaska Power, and this is episode number 21 of Book Power for Kids, where the Power Kids review and act out our favorite books for you. I'm reviewing The Book of Three by Lloyd Alexander, published by Henry Holt in 1964. It has 188 pages, and it's a fantasy adventure. Here's a brief synopsis. When the animals of Kaer Dal Ben start freaking out, and Henwen the oracular pig runs away, assistant pig keeper Taran runs off into the forest to bring back the pig and figure out what is going on. As soon as Taran sprints off, he spies the evil horned king on the march. In the company of a young enchantress, a bumbling bard, and a strange creature of the forest, how can an assistant pig keeper stop the dread lord, let alone survive?
Book Power 14.
Characters. Taran, let me come with you. I know I can do it. Is an assistant pig keeper, who is raised on tales of high adventure and dashing heroes. Now that he's on a serious quest, he's battling between his notions of heroism and the bitter truth. Ailanwi.
Taran of Kaer Dal Ben, I'm not speaking to you.
Is an enchantress, and possibly the smartest of their band. She is very forthright and emotional. Gurgi.
Yes, yes. Mighty lords give faithful Gurgi munchings and crunchings.
Is an odd creature, neither human nor animal. He is always in pursuit of munchings and crunchings, and eager to avoid injuries to his poor, tender head. Flute or Flam?
A Flam is always honest. Well, the truth of it is, I tend to, color the facts a little.
Is a brave fighter and a bard. His tales tend to grow in the telling, and he carries a magic harp whose strings stretch, as the truth does. The Horned King is the general of Arran, Lord of Darkness. He is big and powerful, and wears a mask made of a horned skull. Prince Gwydion.
Now, it's not the time for rash decisions.
Is a noble hero prince of Kaer Dathil. Even though he doesn't live up to Taran's ideals of a hero, he's a strong and wise fighter.
Book Power for Kids.
Here's my opinion. This book is awesome. I love it because it's a fantastic adventure story with likable heroes and despicable villains. Since almost every chapter ends in an exciting cliffhanger, I'm always eager to pick it up again and keep reading. One of my favorite things about the book is how all the characters bounce off of one another. Ailanwi is constantly talking about unrelated things and coming up with crazy metaphors. Gurgi is complaining about his poor, tender head, and pining for munchings and crunchings. Fluter is snapping all of his harp strings, while on top of it all, Taran is trying to lead a serious quest. I think this book is especially good because it's loosely based in Welsh mythology. Another thing I like is that there's a pronunciation guide in the back for all those odd-looking names you have no idea how to say. I think you should read The Book of Three if you love high-adventure stories with a sprinkling of humor and loose ties to the real world. I recommend it for ages 7 to 8 and up.
Now it's time to hear the stories!
In despair, Taran sank to the damp ground, his head pressed against the unyielding oaken planks. He rose again after a few moments and kicked at the walls. If Gwydion were, by any chance, in an adjoining cell, Taran hoped he would hear his signal. But he judged, from the dull and muffled sound, that the walls were too thick for his feeble tapping to penetrate. As he turned away, a flashing object fell through the grating and dropped to the stone floor. Taran stooped. It was a ball of what seemed to be gold. Perplexed, he looked upward. From the grating, a pair of intensely blue eyes looked back at him.
Please, my name is Ailanwi, and if you don't mind, would you throw my bauble to me? I don't want you to think I'm a baby playing with a silly bauble, because I'm not. But sometimes there's absolutely nothing else to do around here, and it slipped out of my hands while I was tossing it.
Little girl, I don't-
But I'm not a little girl. Haven't I just been and finished telling you? Are you slow-witted? I'm sorry for you. It's terrible to be dull and stupid. What's your name? It makes me feel funny not knowing someone's name. Wrong-footed, you know? Or as if I had three thumbs on one hand, if you see what I mean. It's clumsy.
I am Taran of Kaer Dal Ben,
Taran said. Then he wished he had not. This, he realized, could be another trap.
That's lovely. I'm very glad to meet you. I suppose you're a lord, or a warrior, or a war leader, or a bard, or a monster. Though we haven't had any monsters for a long time.
I am none of those.
What else is there?
I am an assistant pig keeper,
Taran said. He bit his lip as soon as the words were out. Then, to excuse his loose tongue, told himself it could do no harm for the girl to know that much.
How fascinating. You're the first we've ever had. Unless that poor fellow in the other dungeon is one, too.
Tell me of him. Is he alive?
I don't know. I peeked through the grating, but I couldn't tell. He doesn't move at all, but I should imagine he is alive. Otherwise, Akron would have fed him to the ravens. Now please, if you don't mind, it's right at your feet.
I can't pick up your bauble because my hands are tied.
Oh? Well, that would account for it. Then I suppose I shall have to come in and get it.
You can't come and get it. Don't you see I'm locked up here?
Of course I do. What would be the point of having someone in a dungeon if they weren't locked up? Really, Tarn of Caerdal Ben, you surprise me with some of your remarks. I don't mean to hurt your feelings by asking, but is assistant pig keeper a job that calls for a great deal of intelligence?
Something beyond the grating and out of Tarn's vision swooped down, and the blue eyes disappeared suddenly. The blue eyes did not reappear. Tarn flung himself back on the straw. After a time, in the dreadful silence and loneliness of the tiny cell, he began suddenly to wish Ailanwy would come back. She was the most confusing person he had ever met, and surely as wicked as everyone else in the castle, although he could not quite bring himself to believe it completely. Nevertheless, he longed for the sound of another voice, even Ailanwy's prattling. He curled up and tried to sleep away his pain. The tight thongs pinched, but his swollen hands were mercifully numb. Sleep brought only nightmares, and he roused to find himself shouting aloud. He settled down once more. Now there was a rasping sound under the straw. Tarn stumbled to his feet.
Move away!
Tarn looked around dumbfounded.
Get off the stool!
He stepped backward. The voice was coming from the straw.
Well, I can't lift it with you standing on it, you silly assistant pig keeper.
Frightened and puzzled, Tarn jumped to the wall. The pallet began rising upward. A loose flagstone was lifted, pushed aside, and a slender shadow emerged, as if from the ground itself.
Who are you?
Who did you expect? And please don't make such a racket. I told you I was coming back. Oh, there's my bauble.
The shadow bent and picked up the luminous ball.
Where are you? I can see nothing.
Is that what's bothering you? Why didn't you say so in the first place?
Instantly a bright light filled the cell. It came from the golden sphere in the girl's hand.
What's that?
It's my bauble! How many times do I have to tell you? Thanks for listening. If you liked this episode, check out our website at bookpowerforkids.com and consider leaving us a review and rating on iTunes. It will help other people find our podcast. We're excited to announce that we have a new review. Neil Noha from Thailand writes, "Very hilarious and exciting story there. Listening from Bangkok, Thailand." Thanks, Neil Noha. If you want to read any of the books we've reviewed, you should purchase them wherever books are sold or check them out at your local library. Bye!
Retake.
Levels.
Levels?
Levels.
Levels. Levels. My pen wants to do levels too. Hello, pen.
Sit up straight. Straighter.
Straighter.
There you go. Straightest. And talk how you're going to talk when you're actually doing
it. I'm talking how I'm actually going to talk while I'm actually doing this actual thing.
Actually.
Actually. I recommend this book. And then I say, yeah. I recommend this book again.
Yeah, just a lot of books.
Buck, 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 buck,